California. This is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Always an honor to sit in for Jim and have a chance to be a part of the best and most important show in our industry. Steve Carbone might have told us years ago he was not a clone, but I'm proud to be a clone. I've been listening to the show on a daily basis for 20 years, so I'll do my best not to destroy what Jim has worked so hard to build. Jungle, so special because of all of you. I know how it goes for the fill-in hosts. We get crushed, and that is part of the fun. So you can let me know how terrible I am. Pick up the phone, 1-800-636-8686. You know the number, 1-800-636-8686. Open for business on Twitter. That's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Emails, welcome as well. Rome@haveatake.com. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. It is interesting to reflect because, of course, as the fill-in guy, it's all about me, how things have gone filling in for Jim. And I understand that none of you want me to read my resume, and I can use all the help I can get. So thankfully, we have some quality guests coming up. In 40 minutes, we'll go around the NFL with Jason Cole from Bleacher Report. Hour number two, 1:40 Eastern time, more NFL talk with Eric Adelson from Yahoo Sports. Final hour, 2:40 Eastern. Get you ready for the return of college football coming up in 2 weeks when we say hello to Rich Sermonello from collegefootballnews.com. But many of you, believe it or not, probably have not heard of me. Who am I? Why am I here? So if I do a self-reset, dare I say some self-gloss, it's not pure Ron Burgundy. The notion is to connect with you a little bit, and I've only been here a handful of times. So the first time I filled in for Jim during March Madness, I probably tried too hard. I wanted to win you over. You like me? You really, really like me, at least for that day. I read a bunch of tweets, and then I came back last month, and I probably overcorrected. Too much me. Not enough you, so we're going to split the difference. And if memory serves, when I used overcorrected a month ago, that ignited a tweet storm of Billy Joel driving tweets. So let's play the hits, crank those up as well. Here's one that came to mind, bottle of red, bottle of white. Let me plow into this house again tonight. Team of writers, help me with that one as we come to you live from Southern California. I know, with NFL conversation on the way in 2 minutes, the vast majority of you would prefer to have Left from Laguna sitting in. I'm with you. He's a multiple smack-off champion. He's earned that right. But Left likes to pick his spot. Still, when he brought together the Jungle Legends for the smack-off, it did raise a good old-school, new-school debate here in the Jungle. Look, this show has been a powerhouse for decades, but we all have a favorite chapter in any great story, and we know the golden age of this show is still in the future. But since I've already went with a phone slap reference, and the last time I was here, I was begging for Jeff from Richmond to call. Jeff, you go to the front of the line at 1-800-636-8686. I think you know where I'm coming from. At the same time, if you want to have this conversation, would one of the old school favorites like Trapper or Ia Frady from years ago have been as impactful in this slightly different jungle, because so many of you are firing off a dozen quality tweets a day. So if you want to talk old school, new school, we can get that conversation going. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter with some T's in there. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Emails, even though I can't read them because I'm losing my eyes and I'm too vain to get glasses, it is Rome@haveatake.com. Quick introduction. If you have not heard me here before, you might have seen me at NFL Network. I co-hosted the morning show that Kyle Brandt is now part of. And yes, Kyle would be much better in this chair than me. Did you see Kyle on the Today Show yesterday? My goodness. It's a long way from the Southern Sandwich. He was phenomenal, killed it, as we knew he would. These days, I host the Daily NFL Show with Cordell Stewart on TuneIn. TuneIn, the world's largest audio network streaming service. That's your everything audio app. Best way to catch Jim's show if you're on the road and can't find it on a local station. Plus, we have the Daily Jungle podcast. Alvin does a tremendous job of putting that together. Let's jump right in and talk NFL. And even I would not stretch that far to break down what we saw last night. Although, if you want to have an argument about quote-unquote compelling content, anything connected to the NFL is going to resonate with you. And because I'm trying now to connect with you on a different level, how about this? I will do my best, unless I completely flame out in the final hour. Flame in. Give me a call as well. 1-800-636-8686. We'll make it a Kaepernick-free zone for today. No promises for tomorrow, I'm just the filling guy, and often we run out of material. But today we'll talk actual football, mostly NFL, a little college football, and just a smidge of golf because we got another major championship, but the vast majority of you don't care because Tiger is gone and he's never coming back. So if you watched the game last night, I could give you an evaluation of what we saw from Deshaun Watson. I'm not going to do that kind of show. Still, it was a football game, and we watch rating strong once more. And if you have been jonesing for the NFL, seven games tonight, why is there not a preseason version of the Red Zone Channel? Get me Andrew Siciliano on the phone, and he'll be working it for exhibition football. But the whole point of the NFL is if I wanted to spend the next 8 minutes breaking down what we saw last night from Tom Savage, Watson against the backups of Carolina, how did Christian McCaffrey look in his quote-unquote NFL debut, fantasy alert, a good hybrid option, I could probably get away with that because the NFL undeniably is king. We don't care about anything else moving forward as of last week, and you can roll your eyes and say I'm a shill for the shield, but if you look at the ratings of the Pro Football Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, that thing, with no stars playing, did a better number than postseason baseball. So we know it to be true. The audience is never wrong. You're invested 100% in the NFL, and that makes my job much more easy moving forward because it is National Lazy Day. So buckle up for lazy takes for the next 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. Hop aboard at 1-800-636-8686. Already getting chippy on Twitter. Your tweet's coming up. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. So as now we ease into real NFL conversation, I don't do a poll question. I don't do a topic of the day. Top of the hour, though, we have a Karate Kid reset. So if I was going to do the Insta poll, is it Ralph Macchio or Ralph Macchio? Let's debate. Let's have that conversation on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. But I am curious, if you want to talk some football, what do you think is the most compelling? What's the biggest component of conversation this year? And we can always chop it up in the NFL. Worst to first. Dallas did it last year. Somebody now has done it 13 of the last 14 years. What about Ezekiel Elliott? How many more days are we going to hear about this potential suspension based on the allegations of domestic violence? Why are we always talking about the Cowboys being the bad boy club? You know the answer, because the GM is the owner. Who's going to tell Jerry Jones no? So he continues to take monumental risks. And you think about how things are going to play out this year. If you believe this team was not an aberration, how is the defense going to hold together having lost three quarters of the starting secondary? You got David Irving, their best rusher off the edge, suspended for four games because he was popped for PEDs. Why? Because we're talking about Dallas. Sophomore slump for Dak Prescott. That feels like it's overblown, but you get the point I'm making here. The beauty of the NFL is, in a world that has become intellectually lazy on National Lazy Day, it's right there in front of you. And I'm not even doing fantasy football talk other than the McCaffrey aside. So if you wonder why we're all going to the NFL earlier and earlier, it's because you demand it. And as we think about this year, to me, and this is getting tedious already, but if you don't like it, turn off your station. As Mike Tyson said years ago, isn't the biggest quote-unquote storyline centering around New England? And I've been doing this longer than my voice would suggest. I know I have enthusiasm. I've been told I speak quickly. Well, you have 19 Diet Cokes after you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning in Southern California and try to sound reasonable. I can't recall an offseason in which we've seen this much of a separation between the perceived favorite and everybody else. So I'm not going to ask you at 1-800-636-8686. Can the Patriots run the table? React. But if you've looked at the schedule, it's a plausible conversation. And think about all that they did in the offseason. And I realize when you go to my Twitter feed, you can unearth the old gems. When it was 28-3, third quarter of the Super Bowl, I'm the guy tweeting, Joe Montana is still the greatest of all time. Tom Brady after the pick six looks like he's 117 years old. And we know Atlanta lost that game more than the Patriots won it. Run the ball, Kyle Shanahan. The game was over. Still, Who won the Super Bowl with the greatest comeback we've seen in the history of the big game? The Patriots. What happened last year? 14-2. One of the losses, if you go week by week, was to the Bills with Jacoby Brissett, third-string quarterback, with a thumb injury. No Brady and Garoppolo got hurt. And the other one came down to the fade route to Gronk in the corner of the end zone on a Sunday night against Seattle. So if you go 14-2, and if you win the Super Bowl, and you load up in the offseason, this has been as active an offseason for the Patriots as I can recall. Brandon Cooks is really going to change that offense as we go X's and O's, fascinating in the jungle. Weber and Ferrone, 1-800-636-8686. I think it's at least reasonable to have a conversation. This team could run the table. Look at the talent level and compare it to the team that was a David Tyree miracle catch away from going undefeated and breaking the heart of Mercury Morris. You could argue, if you go position by position, the Patriots this year have more talent. And if I'm looking at the schedule, and coincidentally it's in front of me, I'm just going to give you a couple games that could be challenging. I'm not a degenerate gambler, but if you care about the view from Vegas, they're favored in every single game this year. So forget about Kansas City Thursday night to kick off the season. They're going to win that game at home. And in fact, I think we just pencil in the Patriots for an undefeated home season. Down the road, they go to Denver, but that's coming off a bye, and I'm not going to be the guy talking about altitude, nor bring up that the following week they're in Mexico City. We're not going to get into the adjustments there. The Raiders have a viable chance of knocking them off. Still, it's neutral site, and you got to tell me where that Raider defense is going to be improved. They really haven't made that many changes in terms of personnel. And then you got to go all the way down till December 17th on the road at Pittsburgh. But here's my question about the Steelers. Where will Ben Roethlisberger be physically? Remember, a year ago, he fell apart down the stretch. And can you rely upon Le'Veon Bell? Apparently, he loves football as much as he loves weed. And some days, he loves weed more than he loves football because he's been suspended each of the last 2 years and injured as well. So I am throwing out the hot take there for you, and I want you to give me your point of view. What am I missing this year? Who is going to slow down the Patriots? 1-800-636-8686. And I realize it all changes if Tom Brady goes down. Still, when's the last time he took a massive hit? When's the last time he was really challenged? It just feels like more of the same understanding on National Lazy Day. This is a lazy viewpoint because the NFL was built on unpredictability and chaos. That's why it is king. NFL conversation continues coming up at 40 past the hour. We'll take you around the league with Jason Cole from Bleacher Report. I promise more tweets. Tyler in Edmonton, hey, how about 3 hours of your thoughts on Cap? Give us what the clones really want. Colin Kaepernick is being denied an opportunity. We're talking about social justice. Now, I'll save that for my fill-in shift on National Public Radio. Jeff in the Bluegrass. This guy again. I'll be back next week. Hashtag clones. I love it. Bring it on. BW Weber, Weber with two Bs, 1-800-636-8686. If you think I'm a blowhard when it comes to the NFL, wait until I give you my college football observations. Up next, I'm going to tell you why Josh Rosen did not deliver a hot take at UCLA and what's going on in the SEC beyond Alabama. Just getting warmed up on a Thursday. You're in the jungle. Brian Weber in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We're back with you in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. Hop aboard at 1-800-636-8686. Keep the Twitter love going. It's BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. If you're hanging on the line, stay there. Your phone call's coming up. A reminder, you want to experience great live music, go to LiveNation.com to buy tickets to Arcade Fire, Imagine Dragons, Jay-Z, Guns N' Roses, Bruno Mars, the biggest country artist, and more. Greatest concerts to give you the best memories are at LiveNation.com. Get tickets now. I'm going to call an audible, my friend Jason Cole from Bleacher Report, to talk NFL's available now. So we'll push the college football conversation back 20 minutes, and I promise we'll get to your phone calls. Jason, always a pleasure. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Brian?
Welcome to the jungle. Let me take you back to the preseason opener for week 1 last night. I watched the majority of the game. What should we take away from what Deshaun Watson did against backups, and how long do you think it's going to take him to become the starter in Houston?
Well, I think that we should take away that, look, he looked very comfortable back there and looked like he was capable of handling what has been given to him so far, but understand that what's been given to him so far, and not only playing against backups, but is primarily vanilla stuff. Like, he hasn't prepared for what multiple defenses will do. He hasn't prepared for, okay, how do I get myself out of these things when I have to? How fast can he do this? And I still come back to, there's a whole lot of pre-snap stuff that is fine when you're working under training camp and preseason conditions. And what I'm saying is, like, get the play in, hear it correctly, then recite it to your teammates so that they can then understand it. And not only understand it, but believe it. Like, there is a amount of convincing that has to be done in the huddle for guys to look at a quarterback and say, oh, yeah, that's going to work. You know, I trust this guy. I believe that he'll carry out what he says he wants to do, right? And then you have to get to the line with hopefully 18 seconds left on the clock. Like, manage all that stuff, get to the clock, get to the line in time, and then make your changes based on what you're seeing from the defense. So there's a whole operational thing that he didn't do in college on a regular basis because he played in a spread offense, and when they called plays from the sideline in, you know, with signals, that kind of stuff he hasn't done. He's done some audibling, but not a lot. So people see, okay, he did this, he did that, he looked good getting out of the pocket. All that's fine, but there's layers of stuff that he still has yet to master.
Taking you around the NFL with Jason Cole of Bleacher Report. Jason, Jay Cutler joking the other day that he doesn't have to be in great shape because he's a quarterback and candidly didn't look like he had done much cardio work in his brief retirement. How smooth do you think this transition is going to be in Miami, considering Cutler played well for Adam Gase in Chicago a couple of years ago?
Well, considering the situation, it couldn't be any smoother. I mean, there's not many times where you open training camp, get basically a week into training camp, lose your quarterback, and, okay, we're going to go to a new guy completely out from outside the organization who's never been here before, and where you can say, okay, he's going to understand what the head coach is going to want to do, and the head coach is going to understand how to coach him. There's a whole lot of stuff that, you know, just this is not couched in reality of making this really, really successful. It can work on a short-term basis with a veteran guy. Like, you bring in Steve DeBerg in week 12 of the season. He's been around for 14 years. You know, I saw that happen in Miami in the 1990s. They won a couple of games with Steve DeBerg, played okay. But you're talking about trying to get through an entire season? Yeah, this is a whole different thing. So Cutler is as good as you're going to get in this situation, given all the factors that are in play.
Jason, I'm based in Southern California. Let's talk Rams and dollars and cents. No question Aaron Donald's the best player on that roster. He deserves more money, but is he going to be able to get Von Miller money to end the holdout?
The problem is that he has, what, 2 years left on the deal. He just finished his third year, correct? If I'm remembering this, or he finished his fourth year. He still has 2 years left on the contract, plus he has a franchise year. So based on that, the answer is no, because there's just too much time left on the contract. If you're talking about, okay, can he get there, but the guarantees don't look quite the same, and you have to change a few things up, and it's sort of funny money without, you know, then that's possible. But I don't think that Aaron Donald's going to get to number one paid defensive player in the league, at least not in terms of when you add in guarantees and average. I think he's just got too much time left on the contract for the Rams to be willing to go there. It's sort of the same thing that was going on with Odell Beckham wanting to be paid. There's no reason for the Giants to really step out because they've got 3 years of control left on the contract.
Jason Cole of Bleacher Report is our guest on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, it feels like we've been waiting for an announcement from the league regarding a potential suspension of Ezekiel Elliott for weeks. Does this delay indicate anything to you? What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing much different than what has been stated by most people, which is they don't know much of anything, all right, whether it's going to be a suspension or not going to be a suspension. I think people are leaning towards suspension because you hear the report or non-report, whatever you want to call it, from Chris Carter, and that leads you to believe there's going to be a suspension. In addition, you have Jerry Jones fighting so hard with the league against the suspension. It's like, okay, Jerry, what are you fighting against? Okay, if you weren't fighting against anything, if you weren't worried that he was going to be suspended, you wouldn't come out and say the over-the-top things that you have said. So obviously there is some belief that there's going to be a suspension. Is it one game? Is it four games? Again, there's nothing. I have heard nothing concrete other than, again, what has been speculated by some people, including Chris Carter lately.
Carter said it was going to be 48 hours from Monday, and here we are still waiting. Let's wrap it up by...
I wouldn't hold anybody. I mean, look, that's a good way to get manipulated.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it felt like a leak from 345 Park Avenue. Let's wrap it up with a view from the top. Patriots, reigning champs, loading up in the offseason, adding quality players like Brandon Cooks. How much separation do you see between the Patriots and everybody else?
Well, not as great as some people want to suggest, but certainly the separation is... from A to, say, team A to team B, like the Patriots to, say, the Steelers or, say, Kansas City, is not as great. But the distance between, say, the Patriots and, say, team D or E, you know, whoever you're going to put in that position, it starts to get really, really big. So there's a very few number of teams in the AFC, probably in the entire NFL, who you say, are going to really challenge the Patriots. And that's why, you know, I can see them going 13-3, 14-2, rolling through the regular season, and then we'll just kind of see what kind of health they're in when they get to the playoffs. But, you know, they're going to win that. I mean, they might win that division with 5 weeks left in the season.
So if I'm talking about the notion of a perfect season, I'm more delusional than normal?
I just don't think it's, you know, I don't know that it's that important. I don't, you know, like in 2007 when they went after it, they had purpose. You know, they were accused of cheating, and they wanted to hurt everybody. I don't think that that circumstance exists this year. And so I don't know that there's going to be this hell-bent, let's show you. Because the other side of it is they're coming off of just having won a Super Bowl in incredibly dramatic fashion. So to maintain that kind of emotional edge for a, you know, 5-6 month period of time, I think it's really, really hard to do.
Jason, great information as always. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes today here on CBS Sports Radio.
No problem. Take care. Thanks.
That's our friend Jason Cole. Check out his great work, Bleacher Report. Just two more guests along the way coming up in hour number two. 1:40 Eastern time, more NFL conversation with Eric Adelson. We wrap up the show 2:40 Eastern talking college football with Rich Sermonello from collegefootballnews.com. I promise your phone calls, that is the next thing on the agenda. Straight ahead, we'll hit the phone lines. 1-800-636-8686. Keep the tweets coming. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Plus, we'll get to the college football conversation. I already framed. I'm going to tell you why we should stop talking about the notion of an A-team playoff. But first, it's time for a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
We roll on. Great to have you with us. Weber in for Rome, CBS Sports Radio, 1-800-636-8686. Wide open for the next hour. Guest number two on the way in the roughly 60 minutes. More NFL conversation with Eric Adelson from Yahoo Sports. So the goal is to be interactive. I'm a blowhard. I can ramble and opine, but I am getting to your phone calls in less than 3 minutes. It's all about timing in radio. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Get ready for your summer road trips before your travels begin. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple preventative maintenance to ensure a safer journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day on the road to Labor Day, meaning we got 1 month of summer left. Although, and this is a wonderful observation, are kids going back to school as a guy in his mid-40s who's single? I probably should not know what's going on. I'm not hanging out at bus stops, but it feels like driving through my neighborhood. And I always get depressed this time of year, right? It takes you back to, oh my goodness, I got to sit in this room. Probably how you feel right now listening to me and have some guy drone on for 3 hours when I want to do something a lot more entertaining. Top of the hour, a Ralph Macchio reset. Or is it Macchio? That's our Insta poll. 1-800-636-8686. Karate Kid's coming back. on YouTube. I've got the details. I'm going to tell you why. That's going to be far more interesting than anything we're going to see between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Jr. coming up in just over 2 weeks. Josh Rosen observations on the way. Plus, if you want to chime in on the old school, new school debate, 1-800-636-8686. Which chapter in the jungle's history do you embrace more? But I'm doing my best to make this show about you, not about me. Let's hit the phone lines. Here's Josh in Detroit. Hey, Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, Webs, what's good, man?
You can call me B-Web. You can't call me Webs, though, Josh. Let's just establish the ground rules earlier, all right?
It's always good here where I'm from, man. And since football season's coming back soon, I thought I'd mess with a little fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, let me get out of the way. I'll give you 5 to 7 minutes. Go ahead, Josh.
I think I'm all in, man. It's my first year doing it. I entered like 25 leagues, and of course my first pick was Smoking Jay Cutler. You got to respect the Marlboro man. And of course no one could pull a moon pick on Instagram like Smoking Jay can. And also, I picked up Kaepernick. He's a good guy. With that dual QB, I'll be winning the whole thing. I'm pretty excited about fantasy football. So I'm going to say war. Fantasy football.
I can't let you get through that call. I'm not going to get through the fifth alert. Oh, my goodness. Can we bring the hack off back? I'm here for another 2 hours and change. I'm back tomorrow. That would probably be more entertaining than anything that I have ready for you tomorrow. My goodness. Some of these calls are terrible. That's why, typically, this is Jim's show. When I'm working elsewhere, my philosophy, based on years of being battered as a host, is to take phone calls selectively, 1-800-636-8686. Yes, the fantasy take. Now, my favorite part about fantasy football conversation, and believe me, if you've been doing this as long as I have been fortunate to do it, any career other than Jim's, because he's a rock star, has ups and downs. So I'll take you back to 2006. The phone wasn't ringing, and I did one of those, yeah, I'll take whatever you got, kind of moves to my agent. Humble brag, yes. CAA on line one. So I said, I'll take anything you can find. And he goes, okay, fantasy football co-host. You want to talk about being a courtesan of the sports media? I needed to take a shower after I finished 3 hours in that studio pretending that I cared about Rip Van Winkle's and vulture moves. And let's just be upfront. For all you hardcore fantasy football players, just call it what it is. It's gambling. I know you want the pride of the trophy, but don't you feel kind of cool with a couple $100 or maybe if you're a degenerate, a few thousand on the line? It's like fellas who don't want to go to the gentleman's club because we know a lot of gentlemen hang out at strip clubs, especially for the buffet around 11:30 a.m. They go to Hooters because they feel better about themselves. So if you're going to gamble, which is what fantasy football is, just call Vinny the Chin. Just make the transition to become somebody who could earn a living in Las Vegas because we know those guys never lose. Let's see if we can get to redemption. Going back to the phone lines, 1-800-636-8686. John in Colorado Springs. Hey, John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, Weber. I wanted to talk today about the NFC East. You keep talking about how the Patriots are the favorite in the NFL. I do believe that they are the favorite in the AFC, but they will have to face someone in the NFC. I believe the NFC East is probably going to be the team that comes out. Don't know what team. I'm an Eagles fan, but year two quarterback, year two coach scares me a little bit, but the new weapons are exciting. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, John, doing traditional radio. Call me at midnight when I fill in for the overnight shift. If you want 30 seconds of my views of what's been going on with the Eagles, people forget, quietly, they won 7 games last year. Carson Wentz hit the rookie wall to a degree, but if you think about the lack of talent around him, he had virtually no playmakers. That offensive line was a disaster after Lane Johnson got popped for the 10-game PED suspension. So factor in LeGarrette Blount. Fantasy alert, I don't think he's going to have the 18 rushing touchdowns like he had a year ago in New England. Alshon Jeffrey could be worth a gamble, third or fourth round. And Torrey Smith might be 117 years old, but an upgrade over what they didn't have last year. Philadelphia will be in the wild card conversation. If you care about my prediction, Dallas has the most challenging schedule statistically in all of football. They take a step back primarily because of the defense. I just don't buy them. Plus, what if Ezekiel Elliott's out 2 games? They open against the Giants at home. Then they go to Denver. I'll put Dallas in a wild card level as well. The Giants win that division, although I have no faith in Eli Manning. Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer based on two games and two playoff runs. And yes, he's going to Canton, Ohio, but take a look at his numbers. This is really boring, so I'll wrap it up quickly. He led the league in multi-interception games again last year. More interceptions than career starts. Still, the defense is the best in that division, and I like to pick up a Brandon Marshall to try to rein in the lunacy of Odell Beckham Jr. Yes, Josh in Detroit, a catalyst for more good phone calls. Here's Matt in Nebraska. Hey, Matty, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Matty, what's going on?
What's going on, D-Webs? How you doing today?
Living the dream, pal. What's on your mind?
Hey, the Detroit caller, Josh from Detroit, was that right?
Yes. Thank you for making me say that name again.
Josh from Detroit, correct?
Okay.
Anyways,
yeah, say
Jay
it one more time.
Butler, and then, are you kidding me with Colin Kaepernick? I mean, do we even know if he's going to play this year? Come on. I mean, I'm all about, you know, doing what you feel is right, and let's all take a knee. No. We all stand.
I got to be respectful and say goodbye. You didn't realize that was a little bit of parody? I guess not. That's why I don't take phone calls. Look, I'm just going to ramble for the last 2 hours and enjoy the company of Eric Adelson and Rich Sermonella. Folks, I don't want to take you within the gag, but I guess there was a degree of irony, and that's too difficult to explain. But we're not talking Kaepernick today. I got destroyed a month ago, although I'm giving you a warning. Coming up at 1:40 Eastern time, Eric Adelson from Yahoo's a Harvard man. He might volunteer some thoughts on Kaepernick. My only observation in 10 seconds, I understand why he does not have a job. We can discuss the pros and cons, football and politics. I just wonder why so many of you are reveling in the fact that he does not have an opportunity. But we're not talking Kaepernick today. More tweets. Here's Phil in Missouri. I'm taking an early lunch so I can be alone for this Karate Kid take. Please don't disappoint. It's worth the time. And please let me know. In fact, what's he doing right now? If he got in the car, he could be here by the end of the show. Ralph Macchio or Macchio? Let's debate at 1-800-636-8686. Canadian Hitman. Hey, Brian, it's National Lazy Day. Take the shift off and play the Toby in Houston call. All right. Here's how it works when I announce I'm going to fill in for Jim. And it's the pinnacle of my career. This is the most important show in our industry. I take the opportunity seriously. Believe it or not, I do the 19 hours of show prep and down a case of Diet Coke. The moment I tweet out in for Rome coming up in a couple days, I get 7,000 tweets saying nothing but bum smack and Toby in Houston. Help me help you. What do you think would be the best career move right now? Because we have a little time. I could sneak it in before Karate Kid takes top of the hour. Do we play Toby in Houston? It's queued up. Alvin's looking me dead in the eye right now saying, you make the call, fill in Slappy. I'm going to ponder it. I'm going to think about it. And maybe at the end of the show, if the phone calls improve, you will get what you're looking for. Can't commit to it. Plus, I'm back tomorrow, so maybe I'll think about it. But let's have the conversation on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. Okay, I am worn out by these phone calls. So if you're hanging on the line, 1-800-636-8686. I'll get back to you top of the hour. As mentioned, guest number two is under an hour away. 1:40 Eastern time, we talk NFL with Eric Adelson from Yahoo Sports. I'll do my best to avoid Kaepernick because so many of you are just exhausted. A little bit of college football. Kicks off in 2 weeks, and I should not say this too loudly considering what I do elsewhere. I love college football as much as the NFL. College football Saturdays, in many ways, a superior viewing experience because of the tonnage. Quantity is quality. Here on the West Coast, you get up 9 o'clock on a Saturday. If you had a big Friday night, make it 10 o'clock, and the games from the Big Ten are already underway. You ride it all the way until the game in Hawaii wraps up. If you are prone to get down on a game or two, you know the advantages of college football. Still, it feels like a lot of people just don't want to forecast what's coming up. And I understand it's early to be talking about how is the Final Four going to take shape and why is there such a massive gulf between Alabama and everybody else in the SEC. Remember last year, for the first time in league history, the SEC, outside of Bama, everybody else had at least four losses. Now, you could talk about that being a validation of the greatness of Saban. And Saban continues to do whatever he wants to. You saw what happened last week, right? making a shady move to become an amateur. Robert Shapiro of college football allowing Deshaun Hand to play in that monumental matchup against Florida State because undeniably he needs him, despite the DUI arrest, because Counselor Saban decided since Hand was only asleep at the wheel and not driving, it's all good. Don't worry about the laws of the state of Alabama. In Tuscaloosa, Saban can do whatever he wants to do. But I was surprised to a degree, other than we're all looking for hot takes, that Josh Rosen of UCLA got destroyed across Sports Talk Radio yesterday. Quick preface, because I read my resume constantly. I'm just that insecure. As I go third person, Brian Weber expressing his own view, not Brian Weber, Pac-12 Networks, because I enjoy calling gymnastics, another big season coming up. Did Rosen really say anything that provocative? Wasn't he just telling the truth? It is challenging for college football and school to mix. And I won't play the Stanford card too early, but I'll point out what we know to be true. If you want to take advantage of the educational opportunity, it's there for you. If you want to focus on what you think is going to make you money, go after it. Make that choice. Godfather 2, this is the business we have chosen. But to dismiss Rosen as entitled, spoiled rich kid, family money, coming from affluence, I think that is lazy on National Lazy Day because there are going to be trade-offs whatever you do. If you want to be a Rhodes Scholar, you're probably not spending 40 hours per week breaking down game day. So I think from my perspective, the bigger issue for Rosen has been his own failings. Not what he said this time. His injuries, his inconsistent play, the perception that NFL teams may not want him as an outspoken quarterback, even if he's not talking about politics like Colin Kaepernick. But if he can bounce back, be reasonable this year, he's still going to be a top 20 pick, make a ton of cash. Let us squeeze in one more phone call. Here's a jungle legend, Dan in Denver. Hey, Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Brian, what's up, man? I did see KB host the Today Show. We're not allowed to bring him up when Hawk's around, though. You don't talk about the hot ex around the new insecure girlfriend. I wanted to weigh in on this new school versus old school thing, though. As a listener, both eras are great. It's like arguing MJ versus LeBron, kind of a waste of time. But from a calling standpoint, I think the new school guys definitely have an edge today. And here's a football analogy to prove my point. Defensive backs in football today will say that.
And poof, he was gone, like Kaiser Soze. Dan, thank you for setting the table. We'll squeeze you in hour number two. But you got me where I wanted to go, and we'll do this organically throughout the show because I know so many of you have been listening as long as I have longer, and so many of you commit 3 hours a day to this show, as you should. It's the best thing going. Where do you come down on the old school, new school? I'll say it's a rivalry. Obviously, we're all in the same jungle together, but we have preferences, and I do think about the old guys. Would they have fired off 45 tweets a day? A lot of them actually had jobs, and I know we're multitasking. I'm giving out the Twitter handle with purpose. I'm going to read more of your tweets as well as emails. Rome at haveatake.com. Here's a good email. Actually, Brian, if you play the Toby call, you won't be back tomorrow. Regards, Jim Rome, Randall in the OC. I think Jim has better things going on. I'm looking forward to the Speedo guy reset when he gets back. Jim being very transparent. Do you want this audience to know where you are? Don't you think half of these guys are going to get on a plane and say, hey, Jimmy, is it Con or Can? And where's the family? And let me break down my fantasy football thoughts. But Jim is very generous with his time. And after we're done with the show at 3:01 Eastern time, I don't know you anymore. I'll pretend I care again tomorrow. But if you want to get the back and forth going on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. If you're hanging on the line, more of your phone calls coming up. 1-800-636-8686. Straight ahead, Ralph Macchio reset. I'm going to tell you why, however you pronounce the name. Daniel LaRusa and Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid fighting in their 50s on YouTube. Going to be far more interesting than Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Jr. Hour number two on the way. Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. You're in the jungle on CBS Sports Radio.